Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I mean, they're great across the board. They're well coached. Mike Vrabel's been the head coach for these guys for a while, and they've been very successful under them. They're a very complementary football team. You know, they do things very, very well and play off of each other very well. They have a defense that can get offenses off the field, and they have an offense that can stay on the field and take up time of possession. This is a team that's won a lot of games for a lot of reasons. And, we got our hands full this week. This is a very tough matchup.
It's Jason Kelce on the morning show, and he's right. I think he explained it perfectly. They understand what they're up against. They know that this is a tough game. We're back. Mm-hmm. It's Marks and Reese.
They're watching it on film.
Yep.
Yeah, they see it. Yeah.
If you're one
excited
of those
about tackling Derrick Henry.
Yeah, if you're one of those defensive backs, what are you watching on film from Derrick Henry? You're like, wow.
I tell you, you ain't worried about Robert Woods and Treylon Burks. Yeah, you better get worried about 22.
Yeah, yeah.
Figure out where he's going to be at and what he's doing. Yeah, in all seriousness, if our DBs have to make many tackles on Derrick Henry, it's going to be a long day. I'm just saying.
So Baldy yesterday was saying that the Bengals had a lot of success in shutting Henry down because they were just, I guess, run blitzing, or they were bringing guys off the corner, or they were hitting him in the backfield,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to letting him get going. And
yeah, this is where fans may get their wish. With the blitzing thing. You know, if you're Jonathan Gannon, I would think you have to mix that in there, because what you want, you don't have to worry about the passing game as much. You have to respect it, but you don't have to game plan for it as much as you do trying to figure out how do you slow down Derrick Henry. And so part of that is getting to Derrick Henry before he gets going. So you got to get him in the backfield. If you can make him, stutter those feet when he gets the ball and have to make somebody miss, then the next thing you know, you got another defender coming in and another defender coming in. Then he's tackled for a one-yard gain or a two-yard loss. But if he doesn't get touched going through the line of scrimmage and he has to run over, CJ.
And now the Kazir White's standing there?
Right. He outweighs these guys by 20, 30 pounds. Like, we've seen enough football with Derrick Henry. That's what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you're going to get.
It's a tough matchup.
As it is for every team in the NFL. He's run over every team in the NFL, so the Eagles are no different. Unless you come up with a game plan that gets to him before he gets going.
Well,
it's pretty simple, and that's where – you know what? You got to say, hey, if you're going to beat us throwing the ball, then so be it. What you're not going to do is beat us bludgeoning us to death with Derrick Henry.
Right. No, and I think for realistic critics of Jonathan Gannon, it's the – you kind of come out with a vanilla defense and, you don't make adjustments during a game where you're letting teams do a lot of running on you and you're not doing much of anything creative to try to stop it. Like, in a game like this right here, to where you're right, like, he can't just come out and run his regular base defense and let them do what they're capable of doing. So you would hope that there would be some creativity or just something different this week. So, this is a big Jonathan Gannon. Is this a Jonathan Gannon game, Jack Fritz? Forget about Jalen Hurts. Jonathan Gannon game.
I still think it's a Jalen game.
Well, yeah, me too. I was kind of tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, that way, listen. Jalen's got to go out. And I need to, again.
All right, that's tomorrow's show, Jack.
I tell you what, these fans will be reacting to Jonathan Gannon.
No, you're right.
Listen.
And Fletcher.
It's not Fletcher,
it's not a Jonathan Gannon game because there's not much scheme. Like,
there really isn't a lot of scheming going on.
This isn't the players just manning up and doing the job in a way.
Yeah.
Like the Bengals last week, all they did was just overload the other side and make sure they stopped them. It's not like Gannon can scheme anything up. You got to win your one-on-one battles in the trenches.
There he is. Football talk there, man.
Then we're in trouble.
Hold on, man. We've got like 800 pounds of man.
That's true. You're right. Yes.
And Jordan Davis is practicing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, I'm not worried then, Jack.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know if he's going to play or not.
Kind of feel like he could.
Jordan Davis. Either way, you're talking about five guys that have to be rotated. You're looking at 20 plays tops for many of these guys. Like, sure. You're not, like, nobody's playing an entire game. You got Sue. You got Linval Joseph. If Jordan Davis comes back, then you got Fletcher Cox, you got Javon Hargrave. By the way, Javon Hargrave leading defensive tackles in Pro Bowl voting. So you got him to get snaps in there for. So if it's going to be a bring your big boy pads type of day, you got five guys to rotate in there to keep everybody fresh. If Jordan Davis plays. If not, you got four. I don't know how much Milton Davis would contribute Sunday.
A Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Get the VIP treatment of Mark's Jewelers.
Milton Williams, I'm sorry.
With a who's Milton Davis?
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
No, I didn't know if it was a singer or something.
Shake Milton?
Get the VIP treatment at Mark's Jewelers with a personal diamond consultant to help you select the perfect engagement ring online, marks-jewelers.com. Jack just asked who, what you think the record is over the next 4 weeks, 3-1, 2-2, whatever. I can't even get there. I don't know how you're not worried based on how this team's been playing. I just don't know how you can't be, at least the concern level has to be, on some level you have to be concerned. Team hasn't played great the last four games. They've been winning games. Give them credit for it, but they haven't been playing great. This is a potential tough matchup, bad week to be playing the Titans from where they are and where you are.
I'm not overly concerned yet. I'm not going to tell you that I don't think the Eagles have to play a very good football game to win Sunday, as if it's a foregone conclusion they're going to win Sunday. I'm not thinking that way. But I would have to wait until after Sunday's game before I start to panic.
All right.
I mean, that's because then I'm envisioning, okay, now you got to go on the road for three straight games. You just lost a home game.
Yep.
So then maybe I have a little more concern about me. They've earned the right. They've earned my trust to stay on the lower end of the concern level.
Not to freak
right
out
right now. Yes, they've all earned it. Right. They've earned it. I'll give them that. They have earned it.
You're a better man than me. Let's go to the phones. But we've laid out the template. Like, no other radio show is doing this for you out there. We're actually telling you how this can go badly wrong. That's how big this game is on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Jay. Jay's in Ballykin with Jay. How are you, bud? What's up?
So, what's up, Mark?
What's up, Jay?
Yeah, what's your coach doing scheduled losses again last night, Jay?
There we go.
What's up with that?
I'm
sorry. When I see you, I think Doc.
All right. We'll leave Doc out of it. But listen, why are we hitting the panic button every week? Now, Marks, you wanted to lose a game originally, right?
Of course.
You didn't want to go 17-0. So
of
now
course.
You're 10-1.
Yeah, but you can't lose anymore. I said one game, not two games.
Oh, you wanted one loss. Okay, all right. You got to schedule one loss. Okay, good. Cool. Understood. Listen, I think Green Bay and Minnesota are better opponents than Tennessee. I mean, Tennessee is one-dimensional. We just worrying about the running game. They can't stop us either, though. So we got a better running game than they do. Do we not?
Ike?
Oh, yeah. Overall, the Eagles, I think the Eagles have the number one rushing attack in the league.
Okay.
I mean, the Titans just have one guy that runs
the
ball.
Yeah, I mean, they run a more conventional
have
with a running back.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they should be way more worried about us than we should be worried about them. I'm not saying take them lightly, but I was more worried about that primetime game in Green Bay, and we took a good shot from them. I mean, Jordan Love came out even after Aaron Rodgers came in and looked pretty good and sharp.
Mm-hmm.
And that defense is
atrocious.
We have a number three rushing attack in the week behind Chicago and Baltimore. Number three rushing attack.
So you worried about Tennessee defense, Marks?
Yeah. Of course I am. Yeah, so I'm worried. I think Tennessee's a really good team, and it's not just is Tennessee better than the Eagles on this given week? The Eagles are banged up. I'm worried about the matchup. I'm worried about the tight. I mean, like certain weeks where the Titans are just like, listen, we need this game. Not that the Eagles don't feel the same way, but they're also 10-1, and they haven't faced a physical team like this yet this year. So
we have Dallas. We play Dallas. Stop. We beat Dallas. Michael Parsons has zero sacks against.
They ran right at him though. You know what I mean? Like they ran right at him. I don't I don't know. It feels like that this team on this week, with the way the Eagles have been playing and they haven't been great recently, it gives me great cause for concern. It really does. Is Dallas, like, I feel like the Eagles can, because they had, and you know, Cooper Rush was starting too, so they didn't have their starting quarterback. But the Eagles ran right at the Cowboys and it worked.
Oh no, that's how you beat the Cowboys.
Right.
Yeah, you run on them. They on a very good rush defense.
And the Titans are the opposite, right? Like, you have a better chance of passing against the Titans than running at them.
Their run defense? I got to check their run defense.
Well, Jeffrey Simmons is a good player.
Oh, yeah. Jason Kelce's going to have his hands full.
Watch the snaps on Sunday?
Seriously.
Yeah, seriously. It's a good point. Dennis in Springfield. Dennis, how are you?
Tennessee. Yeah, you're right, Johnny Marks. Tennessee has the number three rushing defense in the league. They only average giving up, is this right, 84 yards a game.
Sounds
84
right.
And a half yards a game. That's what they give up from a rushing defense standpoint.
So this might have to be a Jalen throw the ball game.
Okay, passing wise. Stop, man. Now all of a sudden we got the maxi cry when we throw the ball now. Passing wise, to your point, Johnny Marks, Tennessee has the second worst pass defense in the league. Big game for Jalen coming up Sunday, throwing the ball. I mean, that's what we do. We adjust.
And that's what I want.
Well, I mean, yeah, you got a team that's big on run, so we're not going to try to bang our heads running the ball against them. They got the worst passing defense, second worst passing defense in the league. You got to take advantage of it. Yeah, the Eagles aren't averse to not throwing the football.
Sure.
It's just that when they see a weakness of your team, they're going to exploit it. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good.
So they're going to throw the ball Sunday.
Good. Let's go to Dennis in Springfield. Dennis, yeah. How are you? Good. I look forward to seeing you, Dennis. How are you?
Yeah, good. How you guys doing? Long time no talk.
Hey, Ben.
What's up,
Dennis? I'm still tuning in, though, so that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to go the Henny Penny route that the sky is falling. I think this week's game is the polar opposite of last week's game. I don't think they run for a lot, but I think Hurts and the receivers light that secondary up. I think the Eagles get a lead, and that helps eliminate Derrick Henry. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to be able to run him 20, 25, 30 times because they'll be playing catch-up.
Right.
And one thing I'll say about the next three opponents that they play, that, you know, you guys, you know, more Marksy than Ike, I'm kind of on Ike a little bit. They've earned my benefit of the doubt, is that this week's quarterback, average. Next two quarterbacks, bad. And then we go into Dallas.
Oh, so you're saying the quarterbacks don't worry you enough, so you're good with that?
No, the quarterbacks don't worry enough. Maybe I'm putting too much trust in Gannon that he'll play to stop the run and let our corners go one-on-one with whatever receivers we play in the next 3 weeks and we don't have to really worry about the run that much because we're going to force the quarterbacks to beat us.
Well, Dennis, I think I agree with like how he laid it out. Like the Titans, this is a tough game, period.
Unless, now I think that's a great plan going into a game, but that's the same plan you had against Washington.
Right.
That's the difference, is if you don't do a good job against the run and they are running the football, extending drives, and you don't get a lead on them to where you force them to get out of their comfort zone and have to throw the ball.
Yep.
Like, that becomes a concern. He's absolutely right. That's the Eagles' plan going into games. Get a lead, force a team to become one-dimensional, and then now they got to throw against arguably the best secondary in football. We get that. The problem is when you run into a team that you don't get a big lead on and they don't abort their game plan of really trying to play keep away from
it. Well, and that's the Titans. For people to think that, like, Dennis is right, to come out and get a lead, you're not worried about it. It's not easy to come out and get a lead. The Titans have showed you they play a lot of close games.
Oh, the Titans are just in front of the Eagles at points given up per game. Titans give up 18.6. Eagles give up 19.6. So it's not like the Titans are in a bunch of shootouts.
And I'll bet you they have good time of possession because that's how they got to live and die to win these games. So, like, we know that Sunday's a tough game. The Giants on the surface like, the Eagles are a more talented team than the Giants. They should win this game, but we've seen too many times up there at MetLife Stadium or Giants Stadium.
Oh, yeah, all type of crazy stuff happens up there.
The wind's swirling. Yeah. You can't kick field goals. You can't throw the ball.
Yep.
And you lose a weird game like that. And then Chicago's defense is terrible. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Justin Fields is going to be – I don't know if they're going to kind of slow play that injury to lose games or whatever.
What the hell is wrong?
It's separated shoulder. I don't even know if he's back this week. He sat out last week. I know that I would take time coming back, and you'll win that game anyway. But again, you don't know what the conditions are going to be. And Justin Fields has been a guy that can just run for close to 200 yards in a game.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's as easy as a game as you think it might be.
Oh man, two running backs at quarterback.
Oh, that actually should be a fun game. Let's go to Mike in Delran, New Jersey. Mike, what's up? How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing? How you doing?
What's up, Mike?
Good.
Hey, I want to talk about the Eagles, but before you let me go, John, can I tell you about a conversation you had 9 years ago that still impacts my life today before you let me off? Just want
sure.
to mention that.
Sure,
I wasn't worried until I started listening to you guys. it's no doubt a huge game, right? I expect A.J. Brown to have a game, right? He's been kind of MIA a little bit the last couple weeks. Mm-hmm. I think there'll be some motivation there. I think the rest of you, I think Jalen knows that. I expect over 100 yards and two touchdowns out of that guy. Mm-hmm. And I agree with one of the last callers. If you can get a big lead, it kind of eliminates the fear of Henry a little bit. But, I mean, the guy's still a beast. And then I was going to tell you, I'm not too afraid of even if we lose, because I'm sitting here, just all I think when I think Cowboys in December is collapse, right? But then I went and actually looked. In the last 5 years, they're 15-5 in December. That was not the record they used to have when Tony Romo was the quarterback. So I mean, I could see how this could all unravel quick. But at the end of the day, we're 10-1, and I can't be too concerned until they give me the reason to be concerned. You know what I mean?
And that would be Sunday.
That could be Sunday.
And
that's
if,
right.
If they win on Sunday, then I'm going to be concerned with the game against the Giants. So I'm just being honest, because that's not an easy game. But that's it's not that the Eagles are just unlucky in the fact that the Cowboys are also very good this year, and the Vikings are very good this year. So you don't have the cushion to where you can lose. Like, literally one game on Sunday could determine, now you put the fate in the Cowboys' hands to win out and they could beat you.
I agree. And then real quick, I'll try to make this quick.
Yeah.
A little over 6 years ago, my best friend, who biggest Eagles fan, diehard fan, talks sports every day, he passed away suddenly. And he actually called and talked to you about Geno Smith and Ryan Nassib during that draft. You had just had him in the studio at your old place, and he actually recorded his phone conversation on YouTube, and I found it not that long ago. And I just thought it was really cool, because I could hear his voice anytime I want, and you were the guy he had the conversation with. So just so you know, John, a conversation you had almost 9 years ago still impacts my life today. Go Bird!
Oh, man. Sorry your friend passed, but man, it's on YouTube. And I do remember having Ryan Nassib in studio. It was like, he's going to be a good quarterback. And he was Giants drafted
Syracuse?
Him. Syracuse, yep.
Yeah,
local. Yeah, is he Westchester?
No, I mean, it's what we do. She's pretty stars.
So do you make the top 25 of local Westchester
athletes?
On platform alone, probably.
No, not platform, athletics. Not combining both.
On platform alone. Yeah, platform alone, I'm sure you do.
Damn
no
right.
problem.
Yeah, platform alone, you might be top five.
Yeah, all right,
put the chess mount on the map, man.
All right, so platform and everything encompassing, where would you fall on the Westchester list? Because you have all the jackass.
25. I'll say like 25.
Because the jackass guys all.
Yeah, I guess they count. Matt Schaub is in there. Ike's former tour.
Yeah.
Matt Schaub's definitely in there.
Yep.
The Nassib brothers, I think, are around Westchester.
So his brothers. They were good.
Yeah. Well, it's Carl. It's Carl and Ryan.
Oh, I didn't realize Carl Nassib was related to Ryan Nassib. Yeah, yeah, I didn't realize.
Why
that.
Didn't I put two and two together?
Yeah, exactly.
I thought they were just.
They're the only two
name.
Nassibs I've ever heard of. But I had no idea they were related. How about that? How about that?
Chaz McCormick, is that a Westchester guy? Who's the guy that caught
Chaz
the ball?
Chaz McCormick, yeah. Of course he's in there because he ruined the Phillies season.
I was going to say the World Series guy, yeah.
Phil Gosselin, former Phil. Goose.
Oh, I love Phil Gosselin. Yeah, he's
that
a listener.
That might be it, honestly.
I was going to say, man, a lot of guys out there, man. It's good names.
215-592-9494.
There you go.
Now, is Westchester a separate entity from Philadelphia like Coatesville is?
Yeah, well, Westchester's a suburb.
No, I know
Coastal's further than Westchester.
No, I know it's a suburb, but
I can actually see Westchester.
Does Westchester stand on its own, like outside of, like when you, if you were out in California on vacation,
yeah,
would you say
you from Westchester
or
no,
from Philly?
Philly? I would say Philly.
Okay.
Like when I was at Bloomsburg,
Oh, come on, man! You can't say Philly from way out there.
10 months. No, people got mad at me because at Bloom, freshman year, they asked me where I was from. I said, you know, a little bit outside Philadelphia. That's like 45 minutes.
Yeah, but Jack, if you're an hour away, you can be a little bit more specific. Yeah.
I can't be in Dayton, Ohio, saying I'm from Cincinnati, man. That's 40 miles outside the city. You can't do that.
Come on, Jack. And people,
is Westchester really 40 miles out?
30-ish.
Doesn't seem like it.
30-ish.
Yeah, I'm almost 40. I'm plus 30 out.
Wow. I'm more Philly than you guys are.
You're damn right you are. Philly guy.
I'm 15 miles from the station, man.
Yeah, that's why it takes you a half hour to get home, it takes me an hour to get home.
It's true. It's true.
I just can't.
Taxes are higher, though.
Can't count
a
Jersey. I still can't count Jersey as, you know, Philly.
Come on, man. There's a lot of us in South Jersey, man, that contribute to the Philadelphia market, man.
Damn right. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. Shil Kapadi is going to join us. I'm going to make him concerned about the Eagles next. He probably doesn't have concern until we lay it out for him.
Yeah, lay it out for him, man.
I will have him freaking out by the end of this interview. His thoughts on the next 4 weeks. What does he think happens? Shil Kapadia of The Ringer joins us coming up next, and then back to your phone calls. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, have you taken my advice and tried out Bell Beverage yet? Well, my buddy Frankie Bell and his family, they'll take care of you while you shop their huge selection of domestic, import, craft, and limited release beers this holiday season. All ready for you on the go. Now, Bell Beverage is located near the stadium sports complex. It's perfect for pregame, pre-concert, or just stocking up for game day or the holidays. Just off I-95 with plenty of free parking. Check out this week's specials online at bellbeverage.com and tell them Ike Reese sent you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.